If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg, and it's the end of the week, which means it's the best of Speed Jokes. We play about 37 of them from the week, and then we go around the circle and vote for which is our favorite one. Now, there's 14 today. Let's go with number one.
Hey, Dave, what does the yellow light on a traffic signal mean?
Slow down.
What does...
Okay, that was good. Here's number two.
A duck walked into a bar. They tried to warn him.
Sorry, some of these I'm hearing for the first time, and you're going to hear my reactions at the end of them. All right, here's joke number three.
It rained yesterday, and Katy Perry stepped into a puddle. Now she thinks she's a deep sea diver.
Hey, when are we going to stop punishing them for that?
Oh, she's had a bad couple of weeks, yes. Katy Perry. Oh, okay, that was a good one. Here's joke number four.
I met a microbiologist over the weekend. He was a lot bigger than I thought.
That's a good one. All right, here's number five.
What do you call Katy Perry in a sandbox? An archaeologist. Sorry.
There you go. Poor Katy Perry. Joke number six.
Say, I was at a funeral the other day, Dave. At the end, a guy stood up and said plethora, and then he sits back down, and the widow said thanks. That means a lot.
We know, John, so that's the second funeral you've been to now where that's happened.
Then another guy got up and said, flashback! And the widow said, thanks. I'll always remember that.
Well, that's an unusual couple of remarks
then
there.
Then another guy went up and ran his finger along the coffin, Dave, and the widow said, thank you. That's very touching.
These are people of few words.
One guy stood up and said, Lake Superior. And the widow said, wow. That's deep.
These are all very nice, albeit strange messages.
Except this one guy, Dave, who just stood up and announced to everyone, petite.
What did the widow say about that?
Well, she was ticked, Dave.
Yeah. What's she ticked about?
Give me a second here. She said that means very little.
I got very few of those jokes, I will say. I know we don't explain them, but that one was over my head. So that won't get my vote, but that's okay. That's joke number six. Here's joke number seven.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a snake owner, and John Williams will star as a veterinarian.
Will my pet snake be okay?
He'll survive, but he'll never walk again.
Good delivery, Steve.
Thank you.
I don't know if the payoff was all worth the squeeze. Here's joke number eight.
Hey, what do you call James Bond when he's taking a bath? That's Bubble 07.
These are the best of the week?
Ooh.
I know. I shouldn't be a critic. No one tell John I said that, please. It'll be the last time I get to do this. Let's go to joke number nine.
Hey, here's a pro tip for you. If you eat cake fast enough, your Fitbit will think you're walking.
Okay, coming back a little bit. Thank you very much, John. Okay, here's joke number 10.
I just heard that Katy Perry walked by the entrance sign for Harvard. Says she's a visiting professor now.
Oh, these are good, these Katy Perry. I'm not trying to influence the jury, but these Katy Perry ones are great. All right, number 11.
I got caught in a hailstorm in Italy once. Now my car's al dente.
Andy, that one tickled you, buddy. Let's go joke number 12.
Why does my wife always wait until I'm at the opposite end of the house before asking me to...
Very true. Joke number 13.
A truck loaded with Vicks VapoRub overturned on the highway last night. Amazingly, there was no congestion for 8 hours.
Classic. You know, it's so funny. Well, I have a Vicks VapoRub story, but I won't do it right now. We're in the middle of something. Joke number 14, last one.
When I turned 65, my kids told me I should put a bar in my shower. It was a good idea. Now we're trying to decide how many varieties of tequila to put in there.
Last joke of the day.
My doctor said I could get a liver transplant from a sheep.
Oh, yeah?
But he said it might cause some internal bleeding.
What?
Can't explain it.
Yeah. Okay, this is where we go around and we find out which one you're going for. 15 jokes to choose from. Only one can be our winner this week. Andy Mazur, where are you going?
Duck walks into a bar.
Duck walks into a bar. That would be joke number two for those keeping score. Mr. Kessler, how are you? Where are you going on this one?
The other bar joke.
The other bar joke.
Bar in the shower.
That would be joke number 14. That's a good one. None for the Katy Perry jokes. Maybe there were just too many of them. Steve Alexander, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going with the internal bleating.
Internal bleating, the one I don't get still. That's joke number 15. Okay, 1-1-1. Will we have four different jokes chosen by the panel, or is Pete going to break the tie? What are you going with?
Microbiologist.
Microbiologist, joke number four. Well, if it's one vote apiece, do I get to choose the winner then and pick one, or nope, that's against the rules? I don't know. Okay, well, whatever. We spread it around. Well, let's do ranked choice voting. Please rank them all by 1 to 15. Andy, you go first. That's speed jokes, the best of...
What was yours, John?
Do I get to pick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to go microbiologist. So there we go. And we're done. That's speed jokes. Much more to you, awkward.